Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Corey Dwyer, DWYER. This goes to the VA on 4/15/26. Mr. Dwyer performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 422 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Jason Estes, ESTES. This goes to the VA on 4/15/26. Mr. Estes performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/15/26, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next. 6-minute walk test on Janetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. 1/4/15/26. Mrs. Kirby performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. The patient achieved 443 meters in 6 minutes despite an injured foot causing pain, and at the end of the study, her saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Jean J-E-A-N Carlock. On 4/15/26, Mrs. Carlock performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complexes are normal, T waves normal, new paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Ben Nieto. On 4/15/26, Mr. Nieto performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. His left axis deviation. QRS complexes are normal, new paragraph compression, left axis deviation, otherwise normal EKG, period. Thank you.